From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today, Dr. Alan Cairns continues his third message in a series of studies on the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. The current message is called The Personality and Duty of the Holy Spirit. Dr. Cairns has made it clear that the Bible speaks of the Spirit as a person, not as an influence. The attributes ascribed to a living person are identified with the Holy Spirit throughout the Scriptures. Also, the Bible clearly teaches that the Holy Spirit is a person distinct from the Father and the Son, emphasizing the doctrine of the Holy Trinity. Dr. Cairns will come to the message shortly. First, here is a devotional thought from the writings of Charles Haddon Spurgeon, as found in his Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is called Without Fear of Man. The text, Deuteronomy 28, verse 10, And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. Then we can have no reason to be afraid of them. This would show a mean spirit and be a token of unbelief rather than of faith. God can make us so like himself that men shall be forced to see that we rightly bear his name and truly belong to the holy Jehovah. Oh, that we may obtain this grace which the Lord waits to bestow. Be assured that ungodly men have a fear of true saints. They hate them, but they also fear them. Haman trembled because of Mordecai, even when he sought the good man's destruction. In fact, their hate often arises out of a dread which they are too proud to confess. Let us pursue the path of truth and uprightness without the slightest tremor. Fear is not for us, but for those who do ill and fight against the Lord of hosts. If indeed the name of the eternal God is named upon us, we are secure. For as of old, a Roman had but to say, Romanus sum, I am a Roman, and he could claim the protection of all the legions of the vast empire. So everyone who is a man of God has omnipotence as his guardian, and God will sooner empty heaven of angels than leave a saint without defense. Be braver than lions for the right, for God is with you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We've been greatly encouraged by the response to these broadcasts. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. From time to time, we're able to offer various of our publications to those who request them. We're pleased to announce that the Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is available to you. The principal focus of this particular issue is the prophet Daniel. There are 5 articles written by various ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church dealing with such subjects as glorifying God in an ungodly world, Daniel, a man of prayer, and the prophet's visions. Also, this issue commences a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church. In this issue, you'll read about the life and ministry of Dr. Ian Paisley. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word, radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? Or, how do we know that the Bible is the Word of God? Or, what is the greatest need of the church today? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
when the Holy Spirit is spoken of in Scripture, there are attributed to Him personal characteristics and personal acts. Now, I'm not going to spend a lot of time in having you look up 50 or 60 scriptures this morning. I know that people get rather tired if they're continually looking up chain reference scriptures. But I do want you to get the impression very clearly that this is not something that a man or a system has dreamed up. And all that I say this morning, I want to give scripture reference upon scripture reference, so that by line upon line and precept upon precept, we can see that contrary to the accusations that have been made against Orthodox Christianity, this doctrine of the Spirit is the doctrine of the entire Word of God. Now let's come to the personal attributes and acts that are attributed to the Holy Spirit. First of all, as we noted last week, Nehemiah 9 verse 20 tells us that the Holy Spirit instructs His people. John 14 and 26, we find that the Holy Spirit teaches the people of God. Now here then is the first personal characteristic. He is an instructor. He is a teacher. On this line, the Apostle Paul is very clear. In 1 Timothy 4 and verse 1, he says, "The Spirit speaketh expressly." And he goes on to tell you exactly what the doctrine is that the Holy Spirit is teaching and of which He is speaking. So the first personal characteristic of the Spirit is that He instructs or teaches. The second one is that He bears witness. It's interesting in Scripture that He bears witness in various ways. For instance, in Acts chapter 5, verse 32, we read, "We are His witnesses," that is, Christ's witnesses, "and so is also the Holy Ghost, which the Lord has given to them that obey Him." Now, I want you to get this. God's witness to man is the Holy Spirit. Now, I know that the Lord has appointed preachers and teachers, and they are called witnesses of Jesus Christ. Acts 1 and verse 8, "Ye shall be my witnesses." It is one of the great functions of the church. And this is one reason why God maintains His church in the world, to be a witness to Jesus Christ. When God saves you, He makes you, in the truest sense of the word, a martyr. The word martyr simply means a witness, and it has come to have its current meaning of one who dies for Christ, because the witnesses were so given over to the work of bearing witness that they were willing to do so even at the cost of death. But we are the true martyrs of Christ. We are the true witnesses of Jesus Christ. And yet, you know, human witness can never convince a soul of his need of Christ. Human witness can never implant faith in a faithless heart. Human witness can never give life to a dead soul. It takes the Spirit of God to do that. And so, and this is a very important text, as we'll see in a later connection, on the doctrine of the fullness of the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit. This is a very important text. And so if we are going to be of any use in witnessing, there must side by side with our witness be the witness of the Holy Spirit. Peter says, "We are His witnesses, and so also is the Holy Spirit. What a blessed day in the history of the Church of Jesus Christ it is, when every word of the preacher is taken by the Holy Spirit and made his personal word of witness. What a wonderful day it is for the cause of Christ, when the gospel announced by human lips is taken by the person of the Holy Spirit and applied with his personal witness. That's when conversions take place. That's when revival starts to burn with mighty fire in the church. That's when the world is turned upside down, when the Holy Spirit is a witness. Now, that is a personal activity. That is a personal attribute. The Holy Spirit bears witness for God among men. But not only so, he bears witness in our hearts, even though we are saved. He not only bears witness to the unsaved, getting the gospel through to them, but when we are saved, he comes and he bears witness. Romans chapter 8 and verse 16. You'll find that the Spirit of God is the Spirit of adoption. And he bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. This is the highest stamp of Christian assurance that a man can have. Now, I don't want to get into that in any detail at the moment. I'll do that in a later study, the witness of the Spirit in the doctrine of assurance. This is not some form of mysticism. There's a lot of people, and they imagine they have the witness of the Spirit, and they're going to go to hell unless God saves them in the meantime. There's a lot of people, and they presumptuously say, I have the witness of the Spirit. Remember that the Spirit has spoken in the Word, and if the witness that you claim in your heart to be the witness of the Spirit of God is not in every detail consonant with the written Word of God, if it is not the application to your heart of that written Word of God, if it is simply something that you have plucked as a feeling out of the air, then you be very, very careful about calling that the witness of the Spirit of God. The witness of the Holy Ghost in our hearts, applying the Word and applying the Christ of the Word, that we are the children of God. So he bears witness. He searches. 1 Corinthians 2, verses 10 and 11. He searches the deep things of God. He knows the mind of God. This is not a description of an it. This is not the description of a mere influence. This is not the description of a divine attribute. This is the description of a real person. Furthermore, he quickens. Now I put it to you that only a person, I and only a divine person can possibly raise from the dead. And only a person can come and quicken and revive and regenerate the souls of men. John 6 and verse 63. It is the Spirit, says Jesus, that quickeneth. It is the Holy Spirit who quickens. Not only so, but when he quickens, it is the Holy Spirit who sends forth laborers. You remember in Acts 13 and verse 4? Barnabas and Saul of Tarsus were sent forth by the Holy Ghost. Oh, they were sent forth by the church. But the church's activity in this was simply to acknowledge and say amen to what the Holy Ghost had already done. They were sent forth by the Spirit. Not only does God's Holy Spirit send forth his people, he sanctifies his people. That'll be another major study in itself. But we were reading in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 this morning that we are being changed into the image of Christ by the same Spirit, by the Spirit of the Lord. This is a personal activity. Another one in Acts 20:28, he appoints the overseers or the bishops or the elders of the church. Now that is not something that can be done by a mere impersonal influence. This is the activity of a real person. And then consider that in Ephesians 4:30, we are told that the Holy Spirit can be grieved. Grieve not the Holy Spirit. How can you grieve an impersonal it? How can you grieve an attribute? How can you grieve a mere influence? Only a person can be grieved. In Isaiah 63:10, we read that Israel vexed the Holy Spirit. You cannot vex anything. You can only vex a person. And here then is very clear scriptural proof of the personality of the Holy Spirit. I could go on in this theme. The Bible speaks of the presence of the Holy Spirit. The Bible speaks of the power of the Holy Spirit. The Bible speaks of the wisdom of the Spirit. It speaks of the guidance of the Spirit. It speaks of the words of the Spirit. The Bible speaks to us about the Spirit convicting, the Spirit drawing, the Spirit striving. I think that enough has been said to establish once and for all, against all the heresies of the ancient Socinians and Arians and all the other ists and eons that ever existed to blaspheme the Holy Spirit, against all that they say, enough has been said to show that the Bible teaches the Holy Spirit is a real person. Now, secondly, we take another step forward and say this, that in the Bible, the Holy Spirit is a person distinct from the Father and from the Son. Now, really, what we're about today is showing the personality and deity of the Spirit, and in so doing, also to establish the orthodox doctrine of the Trinity. Somebody once said that he who denies the doctrine of the Trinity will lose his soul. He who seeks to understand it will lose his mind. There's a good deal of truth in that. God has given us the doctrine to be received. You will never comprehend it. Canst thou by searching find out God? Can the human mind ever fully comprehend, define, or place within its own bounds the illimitable and infinite essence of eternal deity? The thing is absolutely ridiculous. You will never be able to understand the Trinity. But bless God, you can see it as a divine revelation. And to see it as such, all I have to show is to show that each person of the Trinity is a person, is divine, and each one is distinct from the other. And yet there is only one God. That's what the Bible does.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepress.org. That's faithfpc@freepress.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepress.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.